You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns Backers Worldwide. It is free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports. It includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and you know what else it includes, Nathan? Exclusive what?
VIP
experiences. I love VIP experiences.
You
There's
do.
Nothing like them. So to join, you visit brownsbackers.org, and you too can get the VIP treatment. Vic Carucci, Nathan Segura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got Megan Rock in studio with us, as she is each day, doing tweets for the show on @Browns_daily. She will also be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that you will see the highlights of the show posted later today on clevelandbrowns.com, which is where you always want to go if you're not already there listening to the show. Let's listen to what Ray has to say to us on the cell. Hello, Ray.
Gentlemen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Great. What's up, Ray?
Good. I'm a big Cleveland sports fan, and baseball, I want to use this analogy on the money ball with Billy Beane and what he did to the Oakland A's is what the Browns are doing, trying to back into a playoff spot. I mean, they got the 1,000-yard receiver check. They just brought in Tate, hopefully that 1,000-yard running back check. You know, they've got the tight end, 600 to 800 yards check. But with an average quarterback, what do they need on defense? Do they need a top-10 defense or a top-5 defense to sort of back into that? Because I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback. I think they don't think that it's worthy of that fourth pick. So we're stuck with Schaub or Hoyer. And I'm not saying that's a bad situation, but how do we back into that using stats to sort of get one of the playoff spots?
Yeah, I think you need to have a pretty darn good defense, and you need to have a good offense. And I think this is going to be an offense, assuming Hawkins comes here, and they do draft the number two from this excellent wide receiver crop in the draft this year. I mean, you could go in the third round and come away with a guy like Martavius Bryant from Clemson, who's a game breaker. You could come away with a Dante Moncrief from Ole Miss, Jarvis Landry from LSU, who I still think is an excellent receiver who fell because he wasn't so fast at the combine. But big deal. The guy makes plays. It reminds a lot of people, including myself, of Anquan Boldin. I think that this is going to be an offense, even with a Brian Hoyer or a Matt Schaub, that's going to put points on the board. This is going to be probably the most exciting offense the Browns have had in a long time in terms of just overall level of playmakers and competency, which is one of the reasons why guard's important to keep that protected. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you're going to need a corner. And you know, we looked at who could be there, maybe 26, 35. Is that where they go? Or you go into the third round, you and I were talking about Stanley Jean-Baptiste, a 6'3 corner, some big guys out there kind of in that Seattle mold. I think this is the Browns are fortunate for this season that they're going to be in a draft that has – so much talent that this is, if there ever was a year to have five picks in the first three rounds, this is really seems to be that year.
To go along with the caller's point, and I think he's onto something here, and I'm not sure this is just a 2014 thing. I think it's reasonable to say that there is greater emphasis for this team to build that strong defense, to make that foundation what you hope it will be, because you have Mike Pettine as your head coach, a defensive-rooted guy. You've gone into free agency, and your first two and biggest signings were defensive players. Yes, they fill holes of other players, but it was calculated. You knew the holes you were going to create, and you went after those two people specifically because you felt you could upgrade both of those spots. And this is where the Ben Tate signing comes in, because you went into free agency to make sure you had running back addressed satisfactorily. You could still draft one, but you went into the free agency market to make sure you had that nailed down with experience, with a guy who you hope is ready to break out in his first opportunity as a starter, as the main guy. And that all speaks to defense, a running game that will complement a defense. You have Kyle Shanahan as your offensive coordinator, who definitely, as a foundation of his offense, runs the football. So the whole zone blocking thing you hear is all reference to running game. And when you're Mike Pettine, and yes, you want a quarterback who makes plays, certainly when you know you've got Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron, and you hope now Hawkins to be added, Andrew Hawkins to the mix, you're going to have people who can be explosive and make plays. But honestly, it starts with the strength of defense, and you keep a defense strong by having an offense that controls the ball, that gives up minimal turnovers. That's going to be a number that's going to be emphasized by this football team. And it plays into the Petten way of trying to play football. Defense first, complement it with a running game and an offense, and then have a quarterback who is going to not screw it up for you. So people like, if it is Brian Hoyer, if it is Schaub, I mean, it doesn't preclude you from going into the draft and trying to get that quarterback, but that quarterback isn't the most dynamic piece you're looking for. I think the philosophy is defense first, complement with power running game, power offense, and I'm not saying they're going to be afraid to score, but I just think everything philosophically is speaking, and you're breaking stuff in the studio here, Nathan. You're snapping like plastic utensils.
That's right.
You're going to take an eye out. That sort of thing. That's why I'm thinking.
And listen, and we talked about it yesterday. Perhaps this is an organization and a front office that is more comfortable with that model, which is kind of the Seattle model of doing things, a strong defense, a good ground game, and then a quarterback who can make plays at times but isn't asked to do too much. And listen, there are a lot of teams that sent their full contingents to Teddy Bridgewater's pro day. The Browns were not amongst them. Tony Gross, he said today, it leads you to the conclusion that the Browns don't value these quarterbacks as being somebody you'd pick early, and maybe that's the case. So we'll have to find out and see when we get to May. But I think you're right in terms of how they want to shape this roster and shape what this team does so very well. The nice part is they're going to be able to do that, but also have some playmakers and explosiveness on offense.
But physical, competitive, I mean, those will be the words we're going to hear a lot from this coaching staff. All right, we're going to take a swing around the National Football League. Toughness, just like us. Swing around the NFL, and Jason Gibbs, our producer, too. That is all coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.